This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats were able to protect Camp Hale in the 10-mile range last fall through presidential action, but they're not giving up their effort to get Congress to protect more public lands in the state. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congressman Joe Neguse and Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have reintroduced the CORE Act. The bill protects federal land along the Continental Divide and in the San Juan Mountains, the Curraconti National Recreation Area, and the Thompson Divide. Bennett says it's a balanced bill.
CORE Act remains a testament to the hard work and commitment of Coloradans who care deeply about protecting our public lands for our economy, our heritage, and our way of life.
Republican Lauren Boebert, whose district includes many of the areas covered, opposes the bill, calling it a land grab. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new Colorado law will limit the sale of certain insecticides that are harmful to bumblebees. CPR's Matt Bloom.
The law directs the state agriculture department to develop new rules around the use of neonics. The insecticides contain chemicals that are highly toxic to bees and hurt their ability to fly and pollinate. A recent study found the western bumblebee's population in Colorado's southern Rockies has declined 72% over the past two decades, due in part to the chemicals. Colorado is the ninth state to limit their use. The new law will go into effect at the beginning of next year. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Grand Junction won't allow local cannabis cultivation anytime soon. 2 years after voters approved retail marijuana sales, the Grand Junction City Council has decided not to pursue legalized grow operations. That's according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. The city chose 10 applicants for retail licenses in March. Officials may choose to revisit the cultivation issue down the line. This is CPR News and KRCC.